Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, August 28th, 2023. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider and never miss a show. Today we have a very special guest. Mallory B. Richardson is a Native American influencer and a member of the Halawa Saponi tribe. She is the CEO of the Platform Experience, a North Carolina-based fashion house that provides multiple services, including wardrobe styling and model coaching. She is also the founder of Buku, Raleigh's premier plus-size nonprofit support network for career development, wellness, and service. Mallory is the creator and producer of North Carolina's first plus-size fashion week entitled Crusade of Curves. Launched in 2017, Crusade of Curves is celebrating its seventh year anniversary with a three-city tour stopping in Washington, D.C., New York City, and Raleigh, North Carolina. And we are so excited to speak with her today. Let's welcome Mallory to the show.
Good afternoon, Mallory. Everybody. Thank you so much for that warm welcome. Shanice, this is our second go-round with me talking with you and your audience on this phenomenal platform, and I just thank you so much for extending a second opportunity for me to do just that with you today.
Yes, the first time I talked to you, it was 2020, so I don't remember if it was during the pandemic or not, but you're all the way outside right now.
All the way outside. Planes, trains, automobiles, you name the type of transportation, we're going to use it. We're going to utilize it.
Yes, and you just got back from New York City. You're on tour with Crusade of Curves, and you had a very successful fashion show in New York City. So give us a quick recap of what happened.
My goodness, you are absolutely right, and fresh off the plane, only about a week. So as I am a North Carolina-based brand in origins, in the last 3 years, I've relocated to grow my brand and business and career as a plus-size model in Houston, Texas. So I traveled from Houston, Texas to New York City, Manhattan. Yes, ma'am. Look, I'm full of surprises, right?
Now you're four hours away from me now.
Yes, I am not far at all. And when I saw your cousin tag you on Facebook, I said, "No way, you are cousins with Shanice." I know Shanice at Small World. We'll have to recap and reconvene with that. But yes, I took a leap of faith. What originally turned movement and relocation for love and romance turned into career development and personal gains for me. So things didn't quite work out as they originally were intended, but God had a bigger plan for me, and my relocation to Houston was the biggest leap I've ever taken towards personal and professional goals by relocating from my home state. So that was pretty huge for me. And celebrating Crusade of Curves' seventh year anniversary this year has been mind-blowing, Shanice. We have received so much love and support from all over the globe, even internationally at this point. Our brand is reaching plus-size bodies near and far, and the bodies that support the plus-size bodies, because we are inclusive. We are celebrating, commemorating, and highlighting all things plus fashion and beauty. However, we have community members that don't look like us, but they support us. Our alliances are growing, and hence our community is just radiating with more ways to impact the plus community at large. And us celebrating our second tour stop for our seventh anniversary in New York City is a milestone that I've been dreaming about for years now. We decided tour during the pandemic, of course, because I love a good challenge. Anytime one is presented, I saw an opportunity during COVID to spread the word about Crusade and not just keep the graces of what we do confined to North Carolina. So as I relocated to Houston and moved abroad, I figured my brand should too. And that was the first year in 2021 at our fifth year that we decided to take the show on the road, literally. And not only did we showcase in Atlanta and Raleigh, but also for the first time in Houston. And it's something incredible about the number 7 and my birth month that says, okay, let's tour again. We are reaching more and more people, and let's figure out where it is that the demand is for what we provide now. And as things during the pandemic shifted and events retired or relocated or restructured, rebranded, we saw an opportunity to keep the overall mission and vision for Crusade growing and tapping into networks and communities we hadn't physically been before. Hence our stop in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, in April, and then New York City just last weekend.
And when you were in New York City, Eloquy was your title sponsor, and that's a big deal. So how excited are you to work with them?
My excitement literally is beyond words. I think this is probably why post-production I still can't sleep. You would think that the hard work is behind us, but it's ahead of us as well. Eloquy has been a silent partner and supporter of ours for between 3 to 4 years now. And we were gifted and were fortunate enough that in 2018, we got introduced to a young lady that has been a part of our brand ever since, and she happens to work for Eloquy. So unbeknownst to us, because of her stellar experience, not only as a model coordinator, a production team member with Crusade of Curves, she was speaking to her employer about the phenomenal experience she has had with us. So even prior to us getting the drawing board and having a conversation with the executives with Eloquy, we had a community member from within that was speaking our graces to their employer, which Jenny's Bryant is a gem and an angel godsend for doing that, because I didn't know that she was doing that, but it was information that she was excited to share with her employer and her community at work. And here we are over the years. They say, hey, we'll sponsor some looks, or we can partner up with the influencer, and we'll have Jenny's come on our behalf. And intermittently over the years, we just continue to grow the relationship.
Now, that is a very important
them this year.
That's an important lesson, to always be professional and to always have things running professionally, because if she had a bad experience, she could have went back and dragged y'all. So that is a testament.
Absolutely.
That's a testament to how great everything was running, and look at God.
All the time, Shanice. And I tell people, you know, your timing, your placement, your professionalism, all of it matters. So never think for a second that one opportunity is a missed one, because it just could be rerouting you for the next opportunity that's more in alignment with what God says is for us and when it's for us. So I tell people all the time, take your relationships very seriously. Be a person of integrity. That's the core value of the platform experience and every thing that we try and provide morally in business. And the relationships in the community is such a integral part of being in business that you should take some time and really fertilize those relationships, plant the seeds, and watch them grow.
Yes, and you're celebrating your 7th year anniversary, and you've worked so hard to build your brand from scratch. So for those listening that want to follow in your footsteps, what advice would you give? Well, we just gave some, always be professional.
Yes, a few things that I would encourage any person with an idea and a vision to truly do is take some time with yourself and your idea. Write it down. You don't have to know from start to finish what it's going to look and feel like over time, but think about things that excite you about the idea. Can you monetize the idea? Who would be some of your key players with helping to flourish your idea? So I say take some time before you get to verbalizing and sharing on social media, because we all get excited, Shanice, but we have all had to learn tough lessons with sharing things just before their time. So I would tell any small business creator, influencer, wherever you fall in those categories, to say take your time with growing your baby and really spend the time to think it through. And then once you develop more foundation, then start to share it with a couple chosen people that you can trust and confide in. I would also say you're going to make mistakes. There's no way to avoid it. However, have partners and mentors that are in your industry as well as outside of your industry that can help guide you. That's mm-hmm. important. Learning is such a it's such an important part of your development. I think over time in 2023, people think that everything is just so around the clock and microwave success, and it truly is not. We bump, bruise, bend, have sleepless nights, long days, but truly tapping in and learning and listening is a big part of goal setting, strategy, and implementation. So those are some of the things that I think right off the bat to encourage people, as well as to understand that investing in your brand is a big part of it. For the first couple years, all the way till this year when we got notified by Eloquy that they accepted our pitch, funding is a absolute must. You cannot succeed in anything that you're trying to launch, build, create, trademark, develop, any of that without having some seed money. So I could go on for days about that. So I would encourage people that are working 9 to 5, as well as influencing small business and any of the other things that they're doing, use some of that capital and invest in yourself. Don't let a whole check go to just bills. Don't always eat out every occasion that you feel like it or you want to. You'll be surprised how that money will really help you with growing your business, growing your brand, and investing in something that could change lives for many.
Yes. So when is the next show scheduled this year?
The next show is scheduled just before the holidays. It is December the 15th through the 17th in our hometown of Raleigh, North Carolina. I was living in Raleigh at the time I created Crusade, and our first almost 5 years was fully dedicated to Raleigh and North Carolina market exclusively.
Now, are you looking for models and influencers for that show? And if so, how do you submit?
Yes, we absolutely will be putting a call out in the first 2 weeks of September. So if you want to know all the latest news, submission opportunities, and how to get involved with Crusade, whether it be volunteerism, designers, brands, further sponsors, go to www.crusadeofcurves.com. We have social platforms on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and we're working to grow our YouTube space as well at Crusade of Curves. The main point of contact we issue is first to our email subscribers. So if you want the information, the tea, as they say, very first and foremost, subscribing to our website is going to get you that information first and foremost. Then secondly, we roll out through our social media family online, and then they're the next to know. So if you are logged in following Crusade of Curves, make sure you put on your post notifications so you don't miss those alerts. We will be happy to have you. There's a vast desire to be a part of our runway segment. Those opportunities are limited, but we are encouraging the best, the brightest, the most talented, and even those that aren't as experienced, because one thing that makes Crusade different from other events, runway shows, is we don't exclude humble beginners. We are very grassroots. Some people have gotten their first opportunity ever on a runway with us, and we stand by the new, the beginner, the novice, and we support the professional, the signed, the super experienced. So it's a great way to encourage performance and confidence by new models and influencers alike that would like to be a part of our brand journey.
In 2024, will your tour stops be the same cities, or are you going to switch it up?
Shanice, girl, you are getting to it. No, look, Shanice is holding back nothing. We have a plan in mind. We actually are working together as a team to develop a tour schedule. So I will share that we are touring again. I no longer believe that Crusade will stay in one city ever again. I'm not sure that's actually even possible, not to reach the type of audience around the world we want to see. So one of the locations from this year will absolutely be seen again in 2024. And I will go as far as to say we will always have a North Carolina presence, because we are not only the first, but we're the only Plus Fashion Week of North Carolina. So to keep our brand recognition within our home state prevalent is important. So each year we will have a installation in North Carolina. Now, whether it's Raleigh or not, that's to be determined, as we feel that it's important for us to revisit our Charlotte community. As the first time we showed in Charlotte, it was during COVID at a beautiful, beautiful venue downtown called the Mint Museum. And so many did not get to enjoy that event because of the scare of COVID. So we will be revisiting our Charlotte family, which is on the south. Western side of the state. So 2024, stay tuned. We are planning to make a grand announcement at our Raleigh stop in December with dates, locations, and some partnerships. So stay tuned.
Well, that's exciting. And so besides producing this touring fashion show, you also have a plus size clothing boutique that you just launched. Now tell us about that.
I sure do. The beauty of being a multifaceted business owner is so many parts of me are working together in one accord and growing each other little by little. So we talked about me creating the platform experience, which originated as the Dollhouse back in 2014. And around 2017-18 is when I decided to rebrand and be more inclusive, that of men and a variety of ages as well in special occasions. And I felt the Dollhouse really didn't speak to that community. So as I rebranded, I always had an interest in boutiquing, but Crusade ended up really flourishing first. As I have grown Crusade over the years and grown my business credentials from coaching models, from small business consulting, and other event planning with the platform experience, I found a new opportunity in revisiting boutiquing just last fall. And I said, okay, Houston is really going to make a splash this year, which was our second time in Houston in 2022. And I decided last summer that I was going to invest and add another layer, which is the Platform Clothier. The Platform Clothier is a women of distinction plus size fashion brand, sizes 1 through 3X presently available. And we launched during Crusade of Curves Houston in September with our commencement collection. So that was really, we're just shy of a year being in business in the boutique space. And we presently are creating new assortment on a quarterly basis and presenting exclusively with Crusade of Curves as of present. But we're excited about the places we're going in 2024 and beyond, because we have some other ideas as to how to continue to grow that brand, even aside or in addition to Crusade of Curves.
Nice. And so what type of clothing are you carrying in this boutique?
This boutique is really meant for the fashionista in all walks of life. We have a little of everything from casual athleisure that can be styled up to after five and cocktail attire. We will dress you for any season. And we also specialize in sets and materials that are truly substantial and that can stand the test of time. So when we are in an era of fast fashion, the clothier is really specializing in making certain that these pieces are long-lasting and staples. So regardless of if you're going to an engagement party, you need to run some errands, I'm going to work but not feeling like I have to not be the fashionista, the curvy fashionista that I am in a 9-to-5 setting, but I'm meeting my girlfriends after work or having date night with my fiance, we have you covered. A little something of everything from denim all the way to event attire. So we're excited because at some point we do hope to grow from the ready-to-wear street fashion and casual wear and offer a luxe line that is going to be designed. So more to come with that.
So in addition to producing a touring fashion show, launching a new boutique, you are also still modeling and still keeping your personal brand alive too. And
yes,
so you,
ma'am.
you just got a mainstream tech commercial campaign for Google. Tell us about that.
Yes, I was fortunate enough to sign, since being in Houston, with Brown Agency, which is a modeling agency not exclusive to Plus Size, of Curve Models. And after Nell being signed with them about a year and a half, I had a very successful submission opportunity last year and was selected for the launch of Google Pixel, which is a phone that really specializes in maximized quality images and video. So I shot that campaign in December of 22, and the launch of the product went live this May. So people have no idea in the life of a model that is in commercial and print how hard it is for us to not share those details as soon as we want to, because we do have contractual obligations via NDAs and paperwork that says we cannot until the project is complete. And it's such an exciting time because now, not only being a woman of color, being a plus-size model at that, and a petite, it's important to me to have visibility not only in the fashion arena, but also in tech, in business, whatever industry you can think of. I feel strongly that we need representation across the board. So to be selected and be the only plus-size model and the only indigenous plus-size model that was a part of that campaign, hailing from North Carolina, was extremely exciting for me and by far probably the biggest opportunity I've had so far in my career.
How exciting. Congratulations on that. And then in September, next month, you're headed to Canada to model in the Toronto Plus Size Fashion Show. Now, how are you going to be modeling internationally and doing all this other stuff?
Shanice, I have always told people I'm made from something different. I don't know what concoction my parents came up with when they created me, because, honey, I am the person to get multiple things done. I'm just extremely passionate severely motivated, and I don't let opportunities really pass me by that I see invaluable for my career. So on a day-to-day, I'm a television model. I do that throughout the course of my Monday through Fridays. And getting the opportunity to travel with Toronto Plus Fashion Week for the third time is incredible. I became familiar with Malia Indigo brand back in 2017-18 when I was serving as the face of Full Figure Fashion Week. Communications happened. I submitted when she launched her show. I submitted and she accepted and casted me. So I went to Toronto in 17, just a couple of months after Crusade of Curves, and I was in Toronto for my very first international experience. And then I got cast again when the brand transitioned to France. We went to Paris. And I want to say that was in 19. I went to Paris and I walked the runway. And here we are post-COVID back with Toronto Plus Fashion and Malia Indigo. And I will, this weekend, I actually fly out on Thursday evening after I model with Shop LC, which is the television network I model for. And I'll be headed to Toronto for the weekend.
Girl, you on the go. Now, this television show you model for every day, is this a Houston thing or can we all see it?
You actually can all see it. You can tap in and be able to see us on television. Shop LC is a home shopping network. They are based in Austin, Texas, and predominantly sell jewelry. However, well, that's their origins was in the jewelry space. And over the years of really cultivating a community of shoppers from home and online, they have now expanded into some devices as well as lifestyle, which you'll see me modeling quite often, which is the apparel, footwear, handbags, and some of our peer shopping networks, which would be like your QVCs. It's along the lines of that.
Mm-hmm. So what is called?
It's Shop LC.
And so is that an app that you have to download, or it's like I can just look on my cable and find it?
You can look on your cable and find it, as well as you can see the live shows on their social media channels, inclusive of Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, as well as their website. So if you ever go to shoplc.com, you can view live shows or shows for up to the last few hours and be able to dial in and see us there or, like I said, on your cable provider.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, you got a lot going on, girl. I'm so proud of you. So who are you looking to connect with and collaborate with now that you're in a different region? You're on the Gulf Coast now, so has that changed who you want to connect with?
It has grown, absolutely. Being in Texas and in the Gulf has given me new light to the opportunities within this industry and how I was viewing it from the East Coast perspective, and then coming here and having so much focus on commercial and print work, it really feels like the sky's the limit. I definitely anticipate really looking forward to a beauty campaign because as I'm seeing my plus-size sisters in Walmart, Target, and Sephora, I want my face up there next. So I'm definitely praying and looking for the opportunity to expand my territory, not only in a regional sense, but a brand and collaborative space, continuing to see me work in areas like pharma as well would be an incredible opportunity. They're always looking for models that not only are on your social media platforms or your e-commerce, but training materials for employees. I actually just did Whole Foods, so more to come on that. Whole Foods employees will see me probably later this year or next year in their training manuals and guides. So all I say is I am open to it. If God has created it for me and aligned me with it, I'm here, and I'm looking for opportunities that are different, that are unique, and that are going to continue to build my skill set, Shanice, and grow me as a plus-size model and influencer.
Well, that is amazing, and I'm just looking for you to do big things. You've been working so hard, and it is showing. Do you have anything else happening we could be on the lookout for? Anything I forgot to mention about you?
Well, I would say we absolutely have some exciting things branding-wise coming down the pike. This being our first full year in business as a plus-size boutique, we are going to level up when it comes to the holiday season this year. So please, please, please make sure you are following the platform Clothier. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and our website, www.mallorybee.com. I also am excited to share that I am coming back into the authorship space also. I think that this time is going to have a more business approach, business meets inspiration, but more to come on that. So in the next, I would say, 6 to 9 months, keep that in the arsenal of what's to come from the platform experience. And, again, I can't say it enough, Crusader Curves is going major places, and we are excited to continue to partner and grow our brand relationships, networks, and travel itineraries. So make sure that you are staying tuned for all the exciting announcements that are going to come between September and December for Crusader Curves.
Well, I'll definitely be tuned in, watching what you're doing, especially now that I know you live so close to me. So did you put on your social media, I moved? Because I didn't see it. Or
you
kept
what,
it a secret?
I actually did. And I'm glad you're calling me out about it, because it honestly was some family that did not even know that I moved. I moved in April of 2021. And I'm from such a large family on both sides of my family that I decided to keep this private, because so much of my life is so public, and parts of the reasons why I was coming, I was still warming up to myself, and I just felt like I needed this one for me for a little while. Mm-hmm. And I had honestly some safety and kind of security precaution in mind because of my growing community on social. I had to scale back with announcing the move, because I was finding that people were being supportive, but in some cases it was borderline not feeling comfortable. So mm-hmm. I said, okay, let this be the one opportunity I take to go ease my way into something, keep it just to my very close friends and family, and I transition, and that way I can over time warm my audience up to the idea that I'm not physically in North Carolina, but I'm more bi-coastal. So I'm in North Carolina every month to every 60 days. It hasn't really been long at all between my visits since I've been here, because I am so tied to brand still, my family, and my relationship is there, actually. So some people don't realize I'm in a long-distance relationship back with somebody in North Carolina. So for all those reasons, it was why I took my time really bringing it out. And I want to say I probably was more forthcoming and, like, putting it out there. I think it hit Instagram before it hit Facebook. So
okay, and I'm in your Facebook crew. I'm in the old people crew.
Look, and so, but when you reach on Facebook, baby, that hand going all the way to the archives and all the way back, your high school folks and everybody. So
right.
It took some time to reach out and let all my Facebook family know what was going on. And even when I came out about it on Instagram, it was pure shock. Folks was like, say what now? You've been where for how long? A lot. Yeah, I really did surprise. That was probably the best kept secret for a good long time. But yes, I am proud to say I've been a Houstonian transplant for 2.5 years now. So April of this year commemorated 2 years for me.
2 years.
2 years.
Girl, I'm coming up on 3 in this coming April. And my goodness, being in Texas is a experience, honey. And I wouldn't take it back for anything. Because I took a job transfer here, and then we didn't talk about it on the interview, but we're still talking anyway. But I actually departed my retail job in a luxury retail space in October of last year. So that was a part of my transition. So it was, when I tell you, from in 10 months, less than a year, how my life has completely rerouted. The day-to-day looks completely different. I'm doing what I love full time, and it's all things now in a matter of speaking, it just completely looks different. And now I can truly enjoy being in Texas, being in Houston, getting the experience, because working in retail, luxury retail management, was not really allowing me the time to really spread my wings and enjoy a new area. So now I'm finally getting to budget that in, not only with finances, but with time, because time is our most valuable thing. And when I was working open to closes, and all my weekends were swallowed between traveling for a crusade or traveling for my family and my relationship, there was no more room to say, hey, let me go enjoy this festival in Houston, or let's see what's going on this for free, or this new museum. Mm-hmm. Now
and
I
you just need
that,
to make friends and network.
Girl, yes. And I'm so glad, because recently I just attended 2 events. One I invested in, and the other I got invited as an influencer, and those are going to be coming down the pike in my socials in the next probably week or so, because I do want to share those experiences with people. But putting myself out there, being a part of other people's network and their journey, whether it's through events or their products and services, putting yourself out there and growing those relationships is important, because as I was under a rock while I was here just working and growing with my company at the time, people didn't know I was here. So that was the one back seat that I really took in branding and really getting to become a known person and brand here in Houston, was because I wasn't out there, and it was still COVID and all these things. So now that I can, I do. And I'm maximizing those opportunities. And when I say across the board, it's across the board. It doesn't have to be fashion, but going to business events has even been a huge opportunity for me. I attended something in, what's this month? It's August, in May. And that brand is New York-based. Who would have thought? They also have venue space for rental. So what did I do? Turn around and book a room for my invite-only influencer event that was a part of Crusade that Friday. Just that simple of going to a free business event that put me in the room with business lenders, business coaches, and people across an array of services like lawyers and accountants.
Right.
Who would have thought me going to that event for 2 days for free? I met people that are right here in Houston, other small businesses, then got connected really to the owner of the company that hosted the workshop, and then I turned around and planted the financial seed back by paying to be in their beautiful space in New York. So I tell people all the time, you never know. Put yourself out there. Don't be intimidated. Just do it. Put yourself out there.
Well, congratulations on everything, on your successful shows, on your career doing well, on your relocation. Just keep thriving and keep doing your thing. You know you have my support.
Thank you so much, Shanice. And again, thank you for inviting me to share my experiences and brands with your community. So much appreciated. You are such a talented, gifted media fellow woman of color influencer, of course, this curvy, and you are really creating lanes for people in the years ahead, or
that want to aspire to do what you and I are doing. So thank you for your constant professionalism, contributions, and your growth in this phenomenal platform. I appreciate the time and opportunity today.
Thank you, and we'll definitely be in touch. So enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You do the same.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to my guest this evening, Mallory B. Richardson, for being on the show. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.